You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes. Nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another edition of Cheese Fleas. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
I'm sorry, folks. I mean, I just...
You're all out of breath again.
Yeah, sorry. We're just rushing into the studio after experiencing snowmageddon outside of the bunker.
And we didn't have to go out there.
Daffodil, do you really want a 6-foot snowdrift in front of the bunker door?
I'm pretty sure if we go digging through some of these storage rooms, there's a snowplow in here somewhere.
I thought you found it.
No, I found a snowblower.
Oh.
But I'm pretty sure there's an actual snowplow, which we may need to get out of here.
I don't know. I just... That was like 3 hours. Freaking hours, and we got it down to like...
We shoveled a path.
Well, you got a path? Well, that's pretty much it. It's snowmageddon here outside the bunker. Oh. Okay.
It's focus. Focus.
Yes, I'm focusing. On the show this week, we have Sound-alike Records in the Sound-alike of the Beatles.
Interesting.
Yes, and you're going to tell them all about how sound-alike songs are a two-faced business, apparently.
Of course.
Yes, and on the Why Would You Want to Play That, we have Captain DJ and Disco UFO Part 1. That's kind of freaky, eh?
It's very freaky, but what are we starting with?
The Plant album again.
I like the Plant album.
Well, the thing, apparently, this is collectible, and it was reissued a few years ago on vinyl, Daffodil. So who figured? I paid $2, someone else will pay 40. Ha, 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 ha. So we're going to have some Plant songs. Shortly, we'll have You Don't Have to Walk Begonia by Mort Garson. But we're starting off with Baby Tears Blues. Same guy, Mort Garson, on...
Jeez, Please!
Thank you.
Cheese Please is awesome and then say they made me say that.
No. Cheese Please is awesome.
With Mort Garson, and you don't have to walk a begonia. Well, that's good.
It's a very good thing. They don't have feet.
And before that, we had Mort Garson and Baby Tears Blues from the circa 1974 album Plantasia, which, strangely enough, was reissued a few years ago, and people are buying
popular.
It.
It's very popular.
I paid $2. They paid $40. I'm happy. I saved money. Well, it's not often I say that now, definitely.
You say it all the time.
Oh, fine. Well, not on the air, but, you know, to you.
You've said it twice on the air today so far.
Well, yeah, but this is a special time, right, definitely?
Yes, it is your special time.
Yes, my name is Sartu.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. And this week, we're going to talk about sound-alikes.
Yes. What about sound-alikes, Daffodil?
Well, the whole concept of the sound-alike started because at the beginning of the record business, people didn't really care who was singing the song.
Oh.
They just wanted to listen to the song.
The song was king.
The song mattered more than the singer.
Ah, gotcha.
So some guy named Carl Dosche in 1947 founded Topps Records, and then in 1950 he thought, well, since they liked the song, maybe I'll just make some of my own by copying them with session players and then undercutting the big guys.
Oh.
So, using LA-based session players, he recorded almost identical-sounding versions of tunes.
Oh, cool.
But while the hits were 79 or 99 cents, he'd only charge 39 cents for his.
39? You know I'm going to save more money that way.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
And it's not like it's a remake. It's not like it's a cover song.
No.
Because cover songs are kind of your interpretation of the song. These people were trying to sound as much identical to the original artist as humanly possible.
Yes.
To try and trick people.
Ah, that's how it works.
So they started dying out in America in the late 60s.
Okay.
But then in the UK, sound-alikes developed into a huge selling Top of the Pop series.
Wow.
Albums of covers of current hits by anonymous session players sold at discount prices.
So they basically thought people were dumb.
Well, they basically thought they could trick people.
Yeah.
And that's how we end up with what we've got today.
Well, that's true. There's quite a difference between the Mersey Beats of Liverpool and the Beatles. But, you know...
In the bank, anyway.
Well, yeah, but I suppose, you know, buying a Christmas gift for the teenage son...
Hey, I can save money by buying the Mersey Beats of Liverpool instead of the Beatles. He wouldn't know the difference.
But he did.
Yeah, well, I suppose we should play the Mersey Beats of Liverpool.
Let's go for it.
Yes, coming up we have Hippie Hippie Shake in the distance. She Loves You shortly, but we're starting off with I Want to Hold Your Hand right here on...
It's Cheese, Please.
Those kid approved.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah.
You think you lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She said she loves you, and you know that. Should be glad. She said you heard her so. She almost lost her mind. But now she said she knows you're not the hurting kind. She said she loved you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loved you, and you know you should be glad. She loved you, and you know that can't be bad.
you know you should be glad.
With the Mersey Beats of Liverpool doing their sound-alike of She Loves You. It's made famous by the Beatles, but, you know, most people preferred the Beatles instead of the Mersey Beats of Liverpool because, you know,
they're the real thing.
There's not that much difference, though, really, when you think about it.
No, they're kind of like a carbon copy. But you know what's happening now?
What?
What's happening now is that people are using AI to churn out sound-alikes.
Oh, yeah, we played that a few weeks ago.
That are eerie.
Yes, we played Johnny Cash singing crazy things.
Yes, but in some cases, they're just using them to sing a perfect carbon copy of the original song, and people might buy it, thinking they're buying the real thing.
Which brings the point up, will there ever be any original music anymore? I wonder. But hey,
there's still original music.
Yes.
But it's almost like the wax museum of audio.
Ah, I like that. The wax museum.
So now what are we playing in our wax museum of audio?
One more of the Mersey Beats. Hippie Hippie Shake on
Cheese Please.
For goodness sake.
Beats are Liverpool doing their sound-alike version of Happy Happy Shake, as made famous by the Swinging Blue Jeans, circa 1964. Yeah. So yes. What do you think of these sound-alike stuff?
it's like the no-name brand of music.
Yeah. It's like the
kind of almost got the same taste, but not quite as good as the real thing.
It's like the opening act of any famous act, right? Or maybe the cover band in a local bar.
That is a more accurate presentation.
You know, it's just like, no, we're not the same guys, but, you know,
we might be able to trick you if you have enough drinks.
Yes, if you're slightly or maybe heavily intoxicated, it's all the same. That's what I think, anyway.
I only care if they're bringing a good time.
Exactly. My name is Snarf.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and now it's time for this.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Oh, I just thought maybe we'll get hate mail from cover bands now.
I don't think so.
You sure?
I'm 100% sure.
I'm just worried.
How often do we get hate mail from anybody?
Well, that's true, but you know, I may have touched a nerve out there somewhere. I'm sorry if I did. There.
Okay.
That'll take care of
that'll
it, right?
That'll help that problem.
Okay. Now, why would you want to play that? We have Captain DJ and Disco UFO. little aliens, you know? Part one.
That implies there's also a part two somewhere.
We're just playing part one.
Good thing.
On?
Cheese, please.
Cruising through the desert in my custom van, I saw a spaceship whirling in the sky like a fan. Shaking in my boots, my wheels rose off the ground. Lifted by a laser, we were starship bound. Inside the ship, I was frozen with fright. 20 blue-skinned ladies floated into sight. Their leader spoke telepathically, said they needed a DJ, and it had to be me. Disco UFO. The faster you spin, the further you go. Disco UFO. Take that up high, swing her low. Disco UFO. It's better than a movie show. I found myself in sympathy with their plight, so I volunteered my services on this flight. Taught me how to run the ship point by point, and soon it was a weightless disco joint. Disco UFO. The faster you spin, the further you go. Disco UFO.
DJ and Disco UFO, and I really remember now why I wanted to play that.
You actually remember there's a reason why you wanted to play that?
Yes.
Okay, that's just weird.
It's another excuse to get another Mort Garson-styled cut. I think actually Mort Garson's playing on that one. The plant guy?
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
it's his background, and the guy's doing the early 70s rap. That was just weird. That's just out of it, man. That's like out of space, you know, like the disco UFO thing.
Yes, very cool.
Yeah, it sort of times up with the whole 70s thing with silly little green men in silver suits, you know, right?
Yes.
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese, Please, and we have slowly worked our way to the end of another episode.
Yes.
Very slowly.
And we're taking a break from our massive Snowmageddon. Not Snowgeddon.
Ooh.
What?
I wonder if there's a giant flamethrower. Maybe we could just melt the snow.
Daffodil, no. No.
Giant flamethrower.
No, I don't want to do that. I could like hurt
spoil
people.
Sport.
I would like hurt things.
You set things on fire.
I've never played with a flamethrower before.
Set things on fire.
I don't want to do that.
Okay, fine. Then you just open the tube.
I know that, but you know, we got to get out and do our another 3 hours of snow shoveling. Are you ready?
No, but open the tube anyway.
The tube. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking. Okay, here we go. Oh! Yeah. Open it up. Oh, wow. We're ending the show on a real positive note this week.
Okay.
Jack Ross and Happy Jose, also known as Ching Ching. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Ching, 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 boop-ba-la-boo. Ching, 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 boop-ba-ba-loo-ba-loo. Ching, 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 ching. Ching, 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 boop-ba-ba-loo-ba-loo. Ching, 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 boop-ba-la-boo. Ching, 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 boop-ba-ba-loo-ba-loo. Ching, 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 ching.
Into Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.